just when you thought there was no hope for baby boomers. It's the Rational Boomer Podcast. Logic. Common sense. Compassion. Yeah, who knew? Now, here's Mike.
We are back on the Rational Boomer Podcast. Hopefully your day is going well. It is Thursday. Been kind of a busy week this week, and yet another surprise for you on the Rational Boomer Podcast. I have another guest, and this is a guest you've never heard of before. Well, you've heard of her, but she's never been on the show. She sent some emails, and it happens to be Kara from Oklahoma. So, Kara, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Now, as I understand it, you're relatively new to this whole Rational Boomer bullshit. I mean, a lot of these people have been with me since the beginning 2.5 years ago, but you just kind of hopped on board.
Yes. TikTok's algorithm sent you my way a few weeks ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, somebody else that's sane. And yeah, I'd have more.
Well, I kind of got a kick out of it because, you know, we get new people from time to time, and you're also connected to me on Facebook. And I saw a post you made, and you mentioned that you connected with me on TikTok and then again on Facebook. And it was interesting. It was funny to me because I don't know the exact words, but you said, essentially what you said is, don't fuck with them or I'll come for you. You didn't say that, but that's what you meant.
Yes.
You know, forgive me for saying, you're a perfectly lovely woman. You don't look that tough. You're not that.
I'm not. I'm so not tough at all.
What caused you to say that? You think this weak old man needed some backup? I probably do, but
no. It's just I don't. My relationships, whether they be, you know, familiar or friend, neighbor, acquaintance, it's important. It needs to be a high quality relationship with good people. And you don't just throw somebody's name around on social media without being like, you know, be cool. Okay. No. Because the people in my family and stuff,
let's talk about that. You're from Oklahoma, rural Oklahoma.
Yes.
How in the world did a liberal woman end up in rural Oklahoma? God, you got to be a fucking unicorn out there.
Oh yes, I'm definitely a unicorn out here. I'm here because my husband is from here, and we were married in 2009, and okay. I've been living here for about 10 years. Originally, I was born and raised in Iowa.
Iowa. Well, that's not much better these days.
It's not.
It's everywhere you turn. Well, I can understand why you felt that with me, because clearly the things I say would cultivate some negative responses. And frankly, it does. I told something on TikTok or maybe on the podcast yesterday. I was sitting in this chair and I was just kind of laughing. And my wife said to me, what are you laughing about? I go, these fucking Trump-la-fucks are just tearing me up. They're calling me every name in the book. She goes, you think that's funny? I go, absolutely. I think it's hilarious. You know, because when you do something on the radio, on television, on the internet, you want to connect with somebody. You want to connect with them emotionally somehow. Mm-hmm. And whether it be positive or negative, you've had some success by connecting with them. And I think I said this on the podcast yesterday. I would rather piss you off than have no impact on you at all. And I mean that. It's not, I really doesn't, it really doesn't hurt my feelings to be called names or anything like that. I don't fucking care. I grew up in South Minneapolis. My family, everybody in my family is about giving each other shit. Even my 3-year-old granddaughter gives me shit. So and I enjoy it and I give it back. So it's no problem. What do you do down in Oklahoma, Kara?
I have a disability. So I don't do, don't do as much as I would like, but
Well,
God.
what are your interests down there? I mean, obviously, and frankly, I was going to mention this to the folks at home. I don't know if it's in all states, but if you listen to the Rational Boomer podcast, I believe you can get handicap parking. So that's something you want to look into.
Nice. I don't even have a car right now. I haven't had a car in about 3 years because I can't afford to fix it or get a different one. It's like crazy. Yeah.
Well,
let's see still.
How did a young woman like you get all caught up in this political bullshit? I mean, obviously, this whole world right now, people who are never political are now all of a sudden entrenched in it. And I have a feeling this may be something relatively new to you, at least the last 6 years when Donald Trump came in.
Yep. I was, I sat on, my husband, he's liberal and he's the black sheep of the family. And obviously, so we get along great and we finish each other's sentences. And we were sitting on the couch in an apartment in Oklahoma City at the time. And we're watching the, it's election night. And I'm just like staring at the TV, like, is this happening? Is this happening? And he couldn't believe it either. And neither one of us are very good at politics, but I'm just like, I can't believe it's fucking Trump won? What? And then I just was like, okay, there's something really, really rotten in Denmark here. No offense to Denmark, because I've got some DNA from there. But yeah, that's huge red flag. Something is very, very wrong that he won. That's a horrible symptom. That's a bad anyway.
Well, I gotta tell you that in November of 2016, it did seem like a horrible joke. I don't think anybody thought Donald Trump would win. But things came together. The media supported him because he was a shit show and he was good TV. And here we are. We were just dumb enough to elect Donald Trump. Now, you were concerned about him when he first came into office, like all of us were. Did you have any idea how bad it would truly be now that you look back over the last 6 years?
No, I was very naive and very, I mean, I always had a positive outlook and I'm a different person now, but I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. And then the Access Hollywood tape came out and I thought, oh, he's done. He's done. And then he wouldn't be done. He wouldn't be done. And it would just be something else and something else. And the next week, and it cost, I'm like, wow, he gets away with everything.
Yeah.
And you know what? The fucking Republicans are getting theirs, because Trump basically just exposed the fact that a lot of this shit, that they say you need to do, they don't have very sharp teeth. Look at these fucking lawmakers. They're not complying with subpoenas. They are not cooperating. And they're just being blatant assholes about it. And so you're like, thank you, Trump. You made it very open out there. We all see now that this is some bullshit and they're going to pay for it. They can't put the asshole back in the box kind of thing,
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, if Donald Trump did one positive thing for this country, he did exactly what you said. He exposed the white underbelly of politics. You know, everybody had a little more sense in how to deal with the media and such, and Donald Trump just didn't give a fuck. So all the things that were probably going on, or similar things that were going on before Donald Trump, were now brought to the surface like a fucking fever blister, and in all its ugliness, we can now see it. The good part of that is, now that we know that it truly exists, we at least have an opportunity to do away with it somehow. Hopefully we do.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about this thing up in New York, the Manhattan District? You know, it started out that it seemed like Alvin Bragg wasn't going to go after Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden, this thing with Stormy Daniels cropped up. They started investigating it, and it was weird because it's fairly old. It goes back to 2015 or 16, and now it crops up. And now this indictment seems imminent. Were you surprised by that at all? I mean, as a woman, this is the thing I didn't understand. You mentioned Access Hollywood, all the things that Donald Trump has done. I was appalled by it, but as a woman, this has to really particularly piss you off.
I don't know. I think it's ironic, and I would love for like the person to really take him down be a woman, just
absolutely,
you know, for irony's sake. But
and a black woman would even be better.
I just want him to. I just, yes, yes, yes. I agree. I completely agree.
Well, he's got two black women working on it, Fannie Willis and Letitia James.
Oh my gosh, you know, okay, you'll have to forgive me because I don't have TV.
Okay.
So all these people's names and faces, I only hear them. I don't have any.
No, that's all right.
Well, got too fucking expensive. It got too fucking expensive to pay for DirecTV. So like when COVID hit and the shutdown happened in 2020, we were just like, screw it. Let's just not even get it, you know. I didn't even know that they were black. I had no idea.
No, they are.
I feel terrible now.
No, that's fine. Letitia James is the AG in New York. She's a black woman. She has a civil suit against Donald Trump about his company and the fraud. Fannie Willis is the DA down in Fulton County, Georgia. She's the one investigating him trying to overturn the election in Georgia. Alvin Bragg up in New York is a black man. So he's got a Jack Smith, of course, in the DOJ is white. Now, you say you don't have TV, and that's fine. You obviously listen to the podcast, right? The Rational Boomer podcast. Do you listen to this
every
podcast?
Day?
Okay. And you watch the stuff on TikTok, and you're on Facebook,
yes.
Right? Well, if you're watching all that stuff, you don't need fucking TV anyway. We got you covered here. Fuck TV.
Yeah.
TV is just going to confuse you.
Yeah, no kidding. But you asked how I felt about it. I don't know. I don't know really what to think. There's three major shit shows about to happen. And, you know, I'm a little bit surprised that the Stormy Daniels thing might be the straw on the camel's back.
Yeah, I'm too.
But I'm fine. Just anything. Just, you know, I'm at that point. I am at that point. I'll take anything. Just get him convicted of something.
Right. Well, it's what I've said before. You get one indictment. It doesn't matter what indictment it is. You get one indictment, and then things will just domino effect of all the things that are coming. Now, this thing up in Manhattan District, they were supposed to meet today. Well, Donald Trump, first of all, came out and said, I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday. And when that didn't happen, all the Trump-la-fucks started saying, see, Donald Trump fooled them. They're not doing it. They're afraid of him. Well, let's be honest. The only person who said he was going to be arrested on Tuesday was Donald Trump. And he's a pathological fucking liar. So if you believed him, then you're stupid. I personally think, and see what you think about this, I think he announced it like that to give his Trump-la-fuck little buddies time to get to Manhattan. You know, he wanted to get them riled up and get them into Manhattan. I believe that was his plan in his head. And it hasn't really worked because there's like 10 of them there. They're not coming to New York because they're afraid that they're going to be trapped and put in jail, like in the January 6th situation, or they're worried about not having Donald Trump there to protect him. They've got Joe Biden, the National Guard, and bullies don't like walking into situations where they're not sure they're going to win.
Yeah, I think he's learning. Okay, let me just go back. I actually think that he's such an attention whore, and he also seems to always be needing to be grifting and getting money. And he also, I'm thinking he was just kind of testing the waters to see what the response would be. Yeah. Am I going to get a big crowd or not? Because he wants that.
Yeah,
he wants the theater. And I think maybe he did it for, you know, two or three different reasons.
a little promotion for the upcoming event. I just want to tell the folks who are listening, if they don't know this by now, the Manhattan District was supposed to meet, the grand jury was supposed to meet on Wednesday, and then they postponed that meeting. And I'm sure a lot of folks said, oh my God, something happened. It's not going to happen. They postponed it. They may not come back for next week. They're just trying to delay it. For those of you that don't know, the grand jury is meeting today, Thursday. They postponed it one day. They're meeting today. That meeting may very well be just to vote on whether to indict Donald Trump, and we might see an indictment later today or tomorrow, whenever. So don't get upset. Don't get concerned. But you talk about the show of it. I said this on the podcast the other day, and I was talking about it on TikTok this morning. Donald Trump is actually excited at the prospect of doing the perp walk. He even told some of his associates, he goes, you think I should smile, show some strength? You think I should smile when I do the perp walk? Now, I said in the TikTok, the reason I think he wants to do the perp walk is, first, as you said, an attention whore, a narcissistic piece of shit. Secondly, that vision of him in handcuffs being dragged into the courthouse is what he needs to whip up his base to get them mad and excited. And then, right, the third thing is to fundraise off of. He gets that video, and it's going to go to every email that a Trump-la-fuck has begging for money. That's why he did it. Now, the funny thing is, the chance of him actually having a perp walk is pretty much zero. The Manhattan District isn't going to make a show of it because they don't want to start shit.
I agree.
Yeah, he's
We know what he's capable of with just fucking Twitter. So in New York, they're not going to let that shit fly. They're just not going to let him get away with it up there. And I love my New Yorkers. There's a lady on TikTok. Her name is Stella Maggs, I think. And
I love her.
Is she amazing?
I'd love to get her on the show. She's a young woman, attractive young woman, and she's got this New York accent, but it's more subtle. It's not as grating as it is on some others. Mm-hmm. It's kind of endearing with her, and she's smart as shit.
Yeah, and I love how on her thing it says, when they go low, I go lower.
I do too. I like that attitude.
I used to be, I absolutely adore Michelle Obama, and I really love the, you know, when they go low, we go high, but it's not that world anymore. That's like pre-Trump. It's kind of like pre-COVID, pre-Trump. It's like, how is history going to mark this time that we're in? Anyhow, off subject. Sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. You know, and Michelle Obama, I have a lot of respect for her, and her point is well taken, like you say, before Trump. But we're dealing with an entirely different kind of animal right now. We're dealing with
Yes.
a bully. And if in your life you've ever dealt with a bully, the only way to stop them, you know this, is to punch them in the mouth.
Oh. Yep.
Unfortunately, I mean, I dealt with that as a young boy. I got bullied a little bit, and I was taught not to get in fights if I could avoid it. And then, you know, I just kind of was afraid to fight back. And then finally, my dad said, "Fuck it, hit him, just hit him." And then when I hit him, and then when I hit him and I knocked him down, I thought, nobody's ever doing this fucking bullshit to me. And then when I see Donald Trump, and I've said this on the show before, my father was kind of like a mini Trump. I grew up with him. He was pretty well off for our town. He made more money than most people. He had the same kind of attitude that Donald Trump has, the same kind of ideology. He's smarter than Donald Trump, which made him more dangerous. So I live with this stuff. And as I watched Donald Trump, I knew exactly what the fuck was coming. And I know how it's going to end up. It's not going to end well for Donald Trump. It never does.
No, he is his own worst enemy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm cool with that. I just wish it would catch up with him.
Yeah,
it will. One way or another, it will.
See, the problem with Donald Trump, I think one of the reasons why our government has had so much trouble with him, you know, had all these norms and no president would go beyond those norms, but Donald Trump did. And we clearly found out our government and our Congress has no teeth because they weren't held accountable. But I just don't think the government knew what to do with them. Nobody's ever done things to this extent, this blatant, this egregious, this in your face. And they were confused. They didn't know what to do with it. The Democrats were appalled by it. And the Republicans basically were saying, he got away with that? All right, I'm on fucking board.
Pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, and I think people in my family, I think, used to complain when they get into arguments. Democrats are always bringing a knife to the Republicans' gunfight.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, you know what? I think we're finally catching on that sometimes we just can't be super nice and shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fight fire with fire.
You know, when I first went on TikTok, people said, "Now listen, you go on TikTok, you got to find a niche." And I didn't know what the fucking niche was. I didn't know what kind of niche I would have. It turns out my niche is that I think like a Democrat, but talk like a Republican. And that confuses Republicans. And then after a while, the Democrats go, "Okay, you want to fucking yell and scream at this guy or punch this guy? Go ahead." So it was confusing. That's partially because I'm not a Democrat. I'm just about truth, justice, and facts. And if a Republican or Democrat wants to stand behind that, I'll support him. But if you don't, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't need you in your position or anywhere near me. We've got too many problems in this country. We need to, as Donald Trump said, drain the swamp. Well, Donald Trump didn't know where the fucking swamp was. We've got a lot of swamp on both sides of the aisle. And it's just dragging us down. And thankfully, Donald Trump exposed it. So maybe we can do something with this and fucking clear it out, you know, whether it be millennials or Gen Zs when they come along. How old are you, Kara? I shouldn't ask you, but I'm going to. Well, what generation
I'm
going to
be 50.
50? You don't look 50.
I'll be 50 in May.
Yeah.
Gen Z. Yes. Yes.
I always ask my wife whenever we go someplace and they ID her. She's exactly the same age as I am. And they will ID her from time to time. You know, we're both 63. It's a little fucking ridiculous. And I never get ID'd. You know, the fact of the matter is I haven't gotten ID'd since I was 16, because when I was 16 in the 70s, I could go into liquor stores and bars. So I was a popular kid back in high school.
I bet. Well, maybe they're just like, you know, I don't know. I think I have been pity ID'd before, where I'm looking at the clerk And it's like, should I ID this lady or should I not? Is she gonna be pissed at me? And it's like, I'm like, here's my license.
I always tell this story. When I was 40 years old, I was with my wife, my brother, who's a year younger than me, and his wife, who's a year younger than us. My wife and I are the same age. I don't drink. I haven't drank for a long time. And we're in this bar before going to a concert or something, and this waiter comes up, and everybody orders drinks but me. And they card my wife. She's 40, and she looked young at the time. And she didn't have her card with her. This wouldn't work now, but she didn't have her card with her. And he says, "I can't serve you." And even back then, 19, what would that have been? 19, that would have been 2000. So I'm 40 years old, and I'm trying to make sure my wife gets a drink, and she's got to walk blocks and blocks to get her card. So that's not a good idea. So I look at the waiter. I said, "Now here, I want you to rationalize this out. Those two are married, right?" And said, "Yeah." I said, "Clearly we're married, this woman and I. And you can see I'm 40 years old. Take a good look at me. If this woman was 20 years old, would she be married to me?" And he goes, "Good point," and got her a drink. It's true too. It's actually true. It's actually true.
That's
So
awesome.
what do you think is going to happen today? The grand jury's coming back. It seems like they've gotten all the witnesses through now, this Robert Costello thing. I just want to tell you too, and the folks at home, Robert Costello, this arrogant, self-centered piece of shit. He worked for Donald Trump. He was an associate of Michael Cohen. He now works for Rudy Giuliani, so he's got all kinds of credibility. But he testified on Monday, basically to speak badly about Michael Cohen, and it had to be at the insistence of Donald Trump. They'll do anything to try to delay it. This motherfucker had the audacity to say when they postponed the meeting on Wednesday. He said, "Yeah, I threw a monkey wrench into their shit." No, you didn't, motherfucker. You came in there with a stack of papers. They only took six emails and they said, "Get the fuck out of here." These people are so arrogant and think people are so stupid. It's unbelievable to me.
It's really pathetic, really, really pathetic.
You know,
And I still don't even know. When I start to really try and think about it, I start getting depressed. Just
yeah.
like, you know. But you know, I'm not. I get more pissed off more now than I used to.
Have you ever been one
And
of, have you ever been
go
one
ahead,
of
I'm
these?
sorry.
No, that's all right. Have you ever been one of these people that say, "Oh, nothing's ever gonna happen. He's gonna get away with everything." Did you ever find yourself in that point?
I did,
Okay.
to be completely honest. And then it was the June, it was maybe July of 2020. I just kind of had a little bit of a mental breakdown thing. And
I think a lot of us did.
I'm not, I've got some college. I don't have a degree or anything like that. But I've been in a lot of therapy, and the whole thing, that whole year was like, shit, we are all being traumatized daily. Like, remember, you know, would be they'd have the numbers of how many people have died, and they just every single day.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why I never got DirecTV back again. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
It just got ridiculous.
I've often thought, since he took over, Donald Trump took over in 2017, 120, 2017, he took over as president. When he did, and after all that we've gone through, when you have a president, typically, they are kind of considered a father or grandfather figure. But after those 4 years, it's almost as if this country is a bunch of abused children. because we're gun shy. We don't know what the fuck is going on because he's doing things that nobody ever heard of. People are worried about the future of the country and the future of democracy. And then we watch the other side that seemingly don't give a shit about anything and want to destroy this country. Do you ever feel like this whole country is just a bunch of abused children?
Well, I tell you, I am seeing it. I actually am witnessing it.
Okay.
If you had asked me that question, you know, 4 or 6 years ago, I would have been like, no, I don't really know what you might mean by that. But all the back and forth and how these grown-ups are acting like juveniles, just like the maturity level, the decency is gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, there's a bunch of fucked up people out there, man. I mean, I know I'm fucked up, but I own it. I own it, and I'm much a happier person instead of being embarrassed by it. But
well,
yeah, absolutely. I think we're all a bunch of, well, we're all spoiled and we're all a pain in the ass, and everybody else is a pain in the ass, and I don't know.
Well, we've all been kind of apathetic in this country for years and years, and that's part of the reason why we are where we are now. We'll just let the government handle it. They'll know what to do. And now we find out they have no clue what they're doing. I mean, we watch these investigations by the Republican parties. They continually fail. They continually get embarrassed. So what do? They have more hearings. It's just
they
amazing.
They keep doing it.
Yeah.
They just keep doing it. No shame. Please, please, somebody bring back some shame. I mean, I remember, you're right. They were just norms. And these things that Trump just like shat on just all over the place. Just walked right through the doors, didn't care. You know, and I love how he talks about himself in the third person, you know, Trump. Just what the fuck ever, dude.
You know what scares me more than anything is when he talks in the third person. That's a weird person. And this may be because she's very young, but my granddaughter talks about herself in the third person too. That's cheap. You know, and I go, come on, just don't do that.
I love you, baby. I love you, sweetheart, so much, but could you not say it that way?
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, when you watch Donald Trump do the things he does, it's bad enough when you realize and recognize how abnormal that is. But then when you see half of the country saying, oh yeah, I like that about him. He grabs women's genitals. Oh, that's just locker room talk. You know what? I've been in locker rooms before all my life. We never got to that point. We might have said, this girl's cute, that girl's cute. But to the point where you say that's absolute bullshit. And how these people forgive him for everything. These people are going to have to pay a price when it's all said and done, because the stink of Donald Trump will never, ever wash away.
I don't think it will either. And like my in-laws they're Fox News people. In fact, my mother-in-law has got like a crush on fucking Tucker Carlson. I mean, I am in therapy for a reason. My in-laws, I mean, they're likable people and they're kind-ish, but they are Republican. They are conservative. They're Catholic. Nothing wrong with that. But I mean, oh my word.
My narcissistic father, before I got married, when I was very young, he says, Mike, do not ever marry a Catholic. They're fucking crazy. I'm now going on 40 years married to a Catholic. And he wasn't wrong. But I'm perfectly content with it.
Oh, don't let her hear you say that.
She's heard me say worse than that. She just shakes her head and walks away.
That a girl.
You have to be pretty tolerant to hang around with me any any extended period of time. Like we were arguing the other day, and she said some things, and she says, "Are you mad at me? You hate me?" I go, "No, of course not." It was, why not? And I said, we've been married 40 years. You're 63. I'm 63. Where are either of us going? There's no place to go.
That's a good point. I'll have to remember that. I'm going to have this conversation with my husband in about 10 years, I bet.
I think that's a good idea.
Put that in my back pocket.
what do you think? How are you going to feel when that first indictment comes? Because I don't care what anybody says. There's an indictment coming from someplace at some time in the very near future. Will that change your mindset or your feelings? Will you get some relief out of an indictment?
I'm just going to be ready for the next one. I'm ready. I'm ready for the next one. I want the next one to come. I'm just, you know, keep them coming, please. There will be some relief. There will be a little bit like, oh, thank goodness somebody did something. But I think, I agree with you on the whole domino theory, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think a lot of people have the biggest problem with is the injustice. Seeing this person do horrible things over and over again and not be held accountable. You know, most people don't live their lives that way. Everybody's accountable for something. They get shit about doing something fucked up. And I think it really bothers a lot of people to watch this guy just continually get away with it and also have a large number of people just supporting him and just perpetuating whatever lie he tells. I think that's going to be a relief to us to see when he's finally held accountable.
I think so too. And you know, you have to ask yourself, there's some of his people, they just have to be swimming in that river of denial.
Yeah.
Or they are just as crappy a person as he is. And I've never really hated, like air quotes, hated anyone before. But I hate him. I hate Donald fucking John Trump. I have lost family members. I haven't talked to certain family anymore because of his bullshit. Friends, I've lost friends. I want to see him burn. I mean, he has harmed me. The motherfucker has harmed me. And I wish I could sue him. Oh my God, I wish I could sue him. I wish I could sue Fox News too.
Kara, do you have kids?
I do have one.
One.
I've got a son.
Then you can relate. Then you can relate to this. People ask me, why do you dislike these people so much? And I always tell them, I say, you know what? They can't change my life. I'm 63 years old. My life is going to go the way it's going to go. Everything is pretty much set up, pension, Social Security, all that stuff. I'm not at that point in my life where I'm trying to grab the next gold ring. But I do have sons. I have two sons, and I have a granddaughter and a grandson. And I take personal offense to these people trying to fuck up the future of this country. I may be long gone, but if my kids are leading a worse life because of them, and you know this as a mother, you fuck with my kids, you fuck with my grandkids, that's a bridge too far. There is no forgiveness for that, and you're lucky if you don't get your head cut off for it.
Right. I agree. Absolutely.
How old is your son?
He is going to be 26, Army National Guard, and he did his deployment when COVID hit. He was over at Qatar, and then now he's in college there. I think he's got one more semester. He wants. Oh my God, you're going to love this, Mike. You're going to love this. My son wants to be a high school history teacher. Woo! I know it. Can you believe it? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm so proud, baby.
You know what, though? The way schools are going these days, he'll be a high school.
Oh, don't.
He'll be a high school teacher and he'll wish for a break by going back to Qatar and being in the service. My wife was a teacher for 30 years. It's not a fucking easy job.
No, it's not.
But
after the shit I put a couple of teachers through, I know I can't be good.
Well, if nothing else, your son, having been trained in the armed services and over in Qatar, he'll be well trained coming in. And I doubt that you're going to see any kids push back on him, because they're going to be these skinny little high school kids up against a guy who's actually lived some life and found some struggles and paid a price for things. So it won't be easy for them to kick back on him.
He's also he's also 6 foot and about 200 pounds, maybe 210. So I don't think he wasn't bullied or anything like that, but we would talk about it, or we would be watching something and I was always pointing things out. You don't ever talk to somebody like that. You
right.
do not, you know, nobody's, you're not better than anybody else. And you know, that went for skin color and religion and everything. And
where's his political mindset? Do you know?
He's like almost too busy. I would do these crazy mom text messages to him. And I'm like, oh God, he's so busy, you know? And he is, I think, I don't talk to his dad anymore. But his dad was Democrat, but then he started voting Republican for tax reasons. It's always money. It's always money with the Republicans.
Well, they always say it's money, but the Republicans have done nothing for the middle class in terms of money. They say they do, and some people believe them, but it's not fucking true.
Well, my kid, he's just sort of one of those that he kind of goes with the flow, you know.
He's a millennial, so
not,
he's
not. Yeah, he's not either. He doesn't like the label thing. He doesn't like. He's. I guess he says he's like an independent, if you will. Which
sure.
I'm. It's great.
Fair enough.
It's fine. I care about your. I care about his morals. You know,
right,
not
right.
what label. You know, he has.
Right.
So.
Well, I know what you mean by the text messages, because I'm in text message groups with my wife and I and my two sons. My sons text me. I answer them. They answer me back. No big deal. But when mom starts texting, I look at that and go, fuck, I'm glad I don't have to answer that one. Because, you know, those are her babies, even though they're 35 and 29. And they even go, Jesus, mom, fuck.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Come on. I
mom's
think it's
always
great.
A mom's always a mom. I tell you what, Kara, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. We got much more to talk about. How you feeling? You feeling comfortable with this now? I know you were a little nervous.
I feel dumb, but...
No, you're not dumb. You're not dumb. If you were a Republican, then you'd be dumb. But you're not, so you're head and shoulders above them. All right, Kara, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. So, Kara, as somebody who doesn't watch TV, I'll tell you a little news story that's going on that's kind of interesting. We hear all this noise out of the Manhattan District. We hear all the noise out of Fannie Willis, and it looks like something may be happening with Georgia here sometime very soon, and Fannie Willis there. But we've got the DOJ, and they've been pretty quiet. Now, the DOJ, or Jack Smith from the DOJ, said that he wanted to depose Donald Trump's attorney. Now, that's something that almost never happens because of the attorney-client privilege. But if you remember back when they were going after the documents at Mar-a-Lago, they went down and Donald Trump gave him like 15, gave that National Archives like 15 boxes of classified documents, and the National Archives says, there's more, give us that stuff too. And then two lawyers, Evan Corcoran and Christina Bob, they put together this sworn affidavit. Corcoran wrote it, Bobbitt signed it, sent it to the DOJ and the National Archives and said, nope, we did a diligent search. There isn't any more here. And then, of course, within 2 weeks, they go search the place. They find another 20 fucking boxes. So somebody is lying. Now, the question is, did the lawyers lie, knowingly lie, or did they lie because Donald Trump told them a lie and they just repeated what he said? Now, that's kind of an out for those lawyers. If Donald Trump told them and they just repeated what he said, it's still bad for them to do it, but they can slip out of it. And now we're hearing that these lawyers have said that Donald Trump lied to them about it. So now Jack Smith wants to depose this lawyer. And this lawyer says, I can't because of attorney-client privilege. Well, then the DOJ and Jack Smith took it to court. And there is one exception to it. It's the crime fraud exception, meaning they were in the process of committing a crime while they were doing this. So the attorney-client privilege doesn't exist anymore. So they won in court and he had to testify. But of course, as Donald Trump does, he appealed it. And just yesterday, that appeal, it happened very quickly. They like to delay time, but this happened in days. And they said, no, you lose here too. So now Evan Corcoran has to testify on Friday. What I'm going to suggest to you here is, obviously, that's good news for us and Democrats and the DOJ and all this stuff. But this is happening really, really quickly. Far quicker mm-hmm. than we see in any kind of legal process. That might suggest there's something urgent or serious in this matter. And when you're talking about classified documents and maybe handing them off to adversarial countries, I have to wonder if there isn't some evidence that Donald Trump has already done that.
Ah, God, I hope not. But I would not be surprised at all. I also envision him like copying and making copies and copies and copies of all of it too. Yeah. I also think he has his own pardon somewhere, but,
that could be, you know? he says, oh, I just took them 'cause they're keepsakes. They're cool. Right. You could kind of see that with Donald Trump, but we also know that anything Donald Trump does has to do with putting money in his pocket, whether it be rallies, whether it be grifts of selling shit, you know, whether it be being president and having Russians and Saudis coming in to use his hotels and charging them exorbitant money. He's constantly grifting these people. So the idea that he has these documents, knowing that they're very crucial to this country's security, knowing that they have a value to people who don't like us, the idea that he's had them for 2, 3, 4 years in his Mar-a-Lago, the idea that he hasn't done something with them and sold them or benefited somehow is absolutely fucking absurd. Of course he has.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I agree with you on that as well. You might, you could be onto something there. I'm not big on, you know, like being like conspiracy type, but
right, no, I get that.
With him, you just go ahead and assume the worst because it'll probably be the worst case scenario. I hope, what did you say his name was? Corcoran?
Corcoran, Evan Corcoran.
Yeah. Corcoran, that's right. Well, maybe he needs to throw Trump under the bus.
Well, it's either that or go to jail, and I have a feeling we're finally at that point where people have to make that decision. How much do you love Donald Trump? Do you want to go to jail for 20 years, or do you want to hand it off to the guy who's truly guilty? And
right.
Evan Corcoran is going to go in there. I mean, it seems like, you know, people like Lindsey Graham, Rudy Giuliani, when they had to go to Georgia, a lot of people have thrown Donald Trump under the bus already. We just don't know about it yet, but we will soon find out.
I think so. And I don't remember which I was listening to your show. It would have been maybe last week. But maybe you were speaking with somebody, a guest as well. You started talking about what does Trump have on everybody, and I've always thought that that's how he operates. He lives in this crazy reality of his own fantasy, and he thinks he's this tough mobster guy. I could just totally see him getting all kinds of dirt on senators and congressmen and women and stuff. It freaks me out to think about him with the classified documents, and it pisses me off that he thinks we're idiots, and he thinks everybody is an idiot, and we're going to find out if you lied to us. That lack of foresight that you like to bring up as well. They cannot they can't look down the road. It's always just, the end of their nose.
It is true. I mean, when you watch the things that happen, they don't look at what the future might bring. They just want their immediate gratification right now. That's all that matters. And that's so much like a fucking dog. There's food on the ground. I'm going to eat all that shit. Okay? And I don't care if I starve later. I don't care if I get too full and I die because I eat too much. I don't care about that shit. I'm here now. I'm going to eat all that shit. And that's how these Republicans are. They're reduced to fucking animals or dogs. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing because when you have people in Congress, you try to look up to them. You think they know something we don't. You think they are a leader that they can help us. And then when you find out they're dumber than we are, we go, holy fuck, we're on a roller coaster that's out of control.
It's frightening,
It
very
is.
frightening. Just watching Kevin McCarthy and how many times, I'm sorry, he's just a fucking, I don't even know what he is. He's not a man. I'm just like, what the? He's just letting everybody walk all over him, pull those strings to try it. He just wants speakers so bad. That's all he wants, the only thing that he cares about. And that's just round after round after round. No, and I'm just like, no, the Trumpers are fucking playing you. And then he tries to get a little bit of a spine, and then it just wilts, and
Well, I think Chrissy Teigen said it best about Donald Trump, and I believe it applies to Kevin McCarthy. It applies to Mike Pence and a number of other people. You remember I talked about how Donald Trump got upset when Chrissy Teigen, who's married to John Legend, tweeted out that Donald Trump is a pussy ass bitch. I think Mike Pence is a pussy ass bitch. I think that Kevin McCarthy is. I think any number of these Republicans are that. I mean, if Kevin McCarthy were my son, and I was watching what he was doing, I'd say, son, come home for Thanksgiving. We need a little fucking talk. And I never hit my kids, but I'd smack that motherfucker around any minute.
Man, I just it go kind of goes back to the, they don't have any shame.
No, they have none.
They don't care. I had no idea that Marjorie Taylor Greene was already a millionaire. It makes me want to really start looking at let's see, my senator is James Langford. And I'm wondering how much he's worth now. I'm wondering how all of these lawmakers, congressmen, women, and senators, I'm wondering what are they worth?
Well, what's funny is that when you look at Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of these other people, especially Lauren Boebert, okay? I'm going to use a term here that isn't very very pleasant, and I don't mean it to be an insult to women in general, just Lauren Boebert. But when she came in, she was pretty much a broke ass bitch. She couldn't even run a business properly. She had no money. But all of a sudden, she has $20, $30 million since she's been in Congress. And she's only been in Congress for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
She came in 2020. She won in 2022, barely. And now all of a sudden, she's a millionaire. It makes you wonder how these people, even the dumbest of them, can make millions of dollars just because you're now in Congress. That's something we seriously need to fucking look at.
I think so. I definitely agree with that. And the whole of term limits thing. And for fuck's sake, you know, I'm from Iowa. I'm very familiar with Chuck Grassley, that dinosaur. I mean, I just, he even announced a retirement at some point, and then he pussied out of that. And I'm just like, wow, you were just bought and paid for by fuck, I don't know who, but.
But how does he keep
retire?
Getting voted? I mean, Grassley, I tell this joke about Ed because Ed's older than me. I told this on the air years ago, and I used it on Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley's so old, he went to prom with Laura Ingalls Wilder. You know, Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, Jesus. Haven't thought of that. I mean, I used to watch that show.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you've got these dinosaurs, these ancient beings in, and this is what I'm hoping about. You know, we know that the millennials and Gen Zs are taking over by 2028. They may have the majority of the voters, and hopefully they will run these relics out. What really troubles me when I look at my sons and my granddaughter and my grandson, what troubles me is I got a guy like Chuck Grassley, Mike Pence, or any of these old white guys determining, determining not what their future is going to be, but what my kids' future is going to be. So they need to step up and say something, because if they're going to live with whatever these guys hand them, they're going to be sadly disappointed.
Yeah. We've all been complacent for a long time. I mean, maybe not all of us, but like
pretty much all of us.
Well, one of your first questions was, have I always been like interested in politics or anything like that? And it's technically, no, just no. Trump is the reason why I'm here.
Well, I can say the same thing.
But now I think, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I can say the same thing. Without Donald Trump, I may not be doing this right now. It all started way back on Facebook on my personal page, and I started talking shit about Donald Trump, and it kind of snowballed. And I went to TikTok, then I went to here, and then I went to Facebook and Instagram again. This has given me something to talk about, and kind of a reason. Because I think it is so important, and I think it is so dangerous for this country. And I watch a lot of people going, oh, fuck, what can I do? I can't do anything. Well, maybe we can't do anything, but for me, at least I can fucking talk loud. And it may or may not do any good, but 30 years from now, when my granddaughter looks back and says, that was a fucked up time, at least she can say, I don't know if he did any good, but at least Grandpa tried. You fucking tried.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm confident that, you know, my son is proud of me, and he's not married or anything like that yet. He's got a girlfriend, but so I have yet to enjoy the perks of grandparenthood.
Nice.
But oh, now wait a second. Is it, which was that, Bo Bird? That was bragging about being a 36-year-old grandma.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then her son reminded
her. Yeah, let's brag about that.
The son reminded her that she made his grandma a grandma when she was 36 too.
And
then it started going. This started going around that this 17-year-old boy got a 15-year-old girl pregnant. Okay, and so now everybody's screaming. What? That's statutory rape. And she had to somehow waylay that, all that stuff. She could have just not said anything, just shut her fucking mouth, but she had to say it. So now she's getting all this kickback about her son committing statutory rape, but there's a law in Colorado that it's not statutory rape if the two people involved are 4 years or less apart in age. So she comes out with a statement and she says, well, wow. I'm not going to tell you how old this girl is, but she's definitely over 14, which puts her in that 4 year range with her son who's 17. Okay. Yeah. She's a child, but it's not illegal.
That's insane. That's just, come on, Colorado, do better.
You know, it always struck, I would have never imagined somebody like Lauren Boebert would have come out of Colorado. I mean, I've been there many times. I love Colorado. I never saw it as a real hardcore red state, and I don't think it is, but there are some areas, man, it's fucking bad.
Yeah. I have not spent hardly any time west of here. So I don't travel. You know, I just, this is what I do. I listen to podcasts and I talk to my dogs.
I'm good with that. I tell people I like all dogs better than most people. So I can't have a dog where I live now. And that's good and bad. My wife and I like to travel, and it's tough to travel when you have dogs. So we've had dogs all of our lives. But you were born in Iowa. How long did you live in Iowa?
Okay, I moved here in 2012.
Okay. So yeah. you were an adult when you moved to Oklahoma. What caused you to move to Oklahoma? Did you think, okay, Iowa's not quite red enough. Let's go to fucking Oklahoma. Is that what you did?
Well, I met my husband online and he moved up to Iowa.
And he said, fuck this shit.
Yeah, he was very, he wanted to get away like real bad. and so we were up there for a few years, and then his dad needed him to come back and kind of help out with the company. And
you decided not to go with
him. I just, I'm like, hey, Oklahoma, warmer winters, I'm on board, let's go.
Yeah.
And I love the like on my 40th birthday, I went and I chased a tornado in the city. Yeah, I love weather and
see that's what's
if I can just keep if I can just my neighbors like we had QAnons here at one point.
It's nuts, man.
So I try to either stay indoors all the time, or if I go out, I'm like I go out by the lake or. I got an adult tricycle. Don't you laugh. I know it's a tricycle. It's adorable. It is so fun. I go putzing around and I see motherfuckers with like Trump 2024 flags. And I'm like, okay, I know where to avoid.
Yeah. Well, did you ever have the QAnon couple knock on the door and say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. We're having game night tonight. Why don't you come play with us? Did you ever interact with these QAnon fucks?
I refused to, but my husband did. What? And he's convinced that it's the reason. Okay, they moved here and they were here for 2 years next door to us. And then they left. And they tried to rope him in with like with the conspiracy crap and I was like, I'm not going, I don't want to talk to him, he would come back in and be like, oh my God, now she's asking me if I know about, you know, all the child trafficking and this And she, the wife was just so fucking righteous and just like, oh, she knows everything. And the second that my husband was like, wait a minute, what? I don't think that's right. The second they got any pushback, they just, oh, well, it's not fun anymore. You know, it's like, oh, these people aren't like us. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking crazy.
That's why anytime I talk to a QAnon or a Trumplafuck and they say something stupid, I go, well, what are the facts there? And they'll go, oh, look at the time. I got to go. They have no substance. They have no intelligence. I've said this before too. There's people out there that don't know anything and want to learn, and those people are cool. But the people that think they're geniuses and are fucking idiots, they're dangerous. Donald Trump is case in point.
Yes, yes. And the willfully ignorant, I just have a hard time with that. There's just no more excuses anymore.
No, so. there absolutely is not. I how do you think it's going to be for you in Oklahoma when 1, 2, 3 indictment hits? You have all these people that love Donald Trump around you. And then all of a sudden the indictments hit. You will have been right. How do you think these people are going to react? Are they going to accept it? Are they going to get pissed off? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I fully expect them to completely ignore it and hope that I don't bring it up, because they, I'm not a I told you so type of person, except this guy is so fucking bad. Trump is so bad. It turns me into that. I told you. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I was raised to respect my elders, and so was my husband. And it's complex and it's frustrating because they're my in-laws and I love them, but they are willfully ignorant. They don't want to hear something that they don't like or that challenges their view of reality or the belief system that they have. And that's dangerous.
It
dangerous
is.
And it doesn't allow you to grow and learn from mistakes and see multiple points of view and perspective. And I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mentioned at the beginning, I they're likable people, they're kind, but you know, they're bigots. They can't help it. They were raised in it. It's everybody around here is a bigot.
Well, you know,
they pretend that they're not, and that drives me nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, the whole idea of people being raised in something, and that's why I am the way I am. My father was a racist. And you know what? When you get to a certain age and you become an adult, you can also decide what's right and wrong, regardless of what your dad said. You just choose to go along with what he said and not look into what's right and wrong. You've already decided what's right for you, and unfortunately, it's wrong. You know, like you, there's a lot of people around me when these indictments fall and this whole thing falls to shit. There's going to be a lot of people that will want to avoid talking to me. And unlike you, that's going to be impossible for them, because they spent all this time getting in my face saying Trump 2024, Trump's the queen, king of England or whatever. And after having to listen to that, I'm not as good a person as a lot of people out there. And I will throw it in their face and I will embarrass the shit out of them if I can, because they need to learn a lesson. They made a horrible mistake. They got sucked into a cult. And you know what? They're so stupid, they'll do it again. So somebody needs to straighten them out before they do it again.
Yeah, and that's why they're so dangerous. Just, it's sad. It's so sad. You know, my family, of course, but friends, just... Boy, he just, I don't know.
You don't think people will accept it, though? The Trumplafucks, you know, you don't think they will accept whatever truth is exposed and even proven. They'll still stick to their guns and triple down and say, nope, he's right.
Yep.
I don't doubt that.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. So...
What do you think about up in New York, if we do see an indictment later today or sometime this week or even next week? Donald Trump is hoping for and trying to incite his toothless D dipshit motherfuckers to come up there and fight for him, right? Okay. Do you think do you think there'll be a crowd similar to what we saw on January 6, 2021?
No, I really don't. I don't. This is a whole different world from when he was up on the podium there on January 6th.
But, absolutely. Yeah,
completely different world now. I don't. And I think he now sees it too. You know, it's sort of like, yeah, you just went and told everybody that you were going to get arrested on Tuesday. Didn't happen. I really think one of the reasons that happened is they're feeling it out. Like, you know, where are my people? You know? Right.
No, I agree. You know, I will disagree with you on one thing though. I think Republicans at large around him are starting to feel the paradigm shift. After the midterms, it took a lot of wind out of the sails for the Republicans, and they can see that they're losing. And they're losing because they're siding with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is such a narcissist. And knowing what I know about narcissists, no matter what happens, they just flip it in their head. They always think they're the greatest. They always think they're right. And they always think they're going to win, no matter how bad it gets. And that's why they end up falling off the side of a cliff or flipping out in a corner someplace, because they will refuse to give up and they'll die trying. And that's what will happen to Donald Trump.
Yeah. I have a horrible nightmare of waking up and seeing a headline, or I wouldn't see it, but hear a headline. You know, Donald Trump passed away in his sleep. You know, I'm be like, fuck, no, man, no, he doesn't get to pass away in his sleep.
Yeah, that would be the worst thing. I mean, the ultimate insult of him not having to be accountable. But let's face it. I mean, can you imagine this situation? You're only 50 years old, so you're not in that state of mind. I'm a little closer at 63. Can you imagine being 76 years old, eating nothing but Big Macs and Diet Coke, and having three criminal investigations hanging over your head, literally dozens of civil suits against you, you know, the E. Jean Carroll's coming up in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and that's going to talk about him raping a woman, all that hanging over his head. You know, thank God he's a narcissist. Another person,
yes.
Another person, it would crush. It would just destroy them. There would be depression and suicide thoughts and all this stuff. And this fucker still thinks he's winning.
He doesn't have a conscience.
No, no.
I mean, those damn consciences, they get in the way. Ah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not, he don't worry about anybody but himself. So, you know.
The thing that I
easy
find-
life.
Yeah, easy life. Well, you know, that's too what I said when he got elected president. I said he's going to rue the day when he became president, because he could have flew under the radar until his death and lived a happy, easy life. But the moment he stepped into the political arena, now he was exposed, and he was up against something even bigger than him. That's the U.S. government. But his ego caught him. I don't think he wanted to win the presidency. He didn't expect to win the presidency. But when it looked like he was going to, his ego took hold of him and said, fuck it. Yeah. I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I we all saw it. We all, his progression. And then, you know what? I would just watch like Republicans and some Democrats would say, oh, we think he's learned his lesson. And I'm like, are we listening and watching the same Donald Trump? Because I don't think that we are. He doesn't learn from mistakes. He never makes them, you know. He never makes mistakes.
Well, you know, learning his lesson. They said that after the first impeachment. They said that after the second impeachment. Oh, I think he learned his lesson. He paid the price for it. And then Adam Schiff would say, you know, if we don't punish him now, he'll just keep doing it. Turns out Adam Schiff was right. He does keep doing it to this very fucking day. To this day, he's grifting this country, and he's doing illegal things to this day. I mean, it's amazing to me how he'll be going through something, an investigation or something like that, and he'll have a defense in mind. And they just let him talk. His lawyers let him talk. And then he ends up screwing up the only weak defense he has. This guy can't help but fuck himself over.
Yeah, that's, you're right. He's his own worst enemy, and I'm thankful that he maybe can take himself down.
Yeah, and really, the only reason he is still viable, somewhat viable, isn't because of Donald Trump. Any normal guy behaving like Donald Trump would have been taken down 20 years ago. The only reason he's allowed to do that is when he was in business, all the people around him were yes men. He was the ultimate person in charge, so he could force them to do that. But then he pulled it off in government, too. He played that same game with the Republicans. They're all afraid of him for whatever reason. And he says the sky is red. And they say, yep, the sky is red. It just amazes me how weak the Republican Party is. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look at Donald Trump and say, that's wrong. But they won't admit it. They'll go right along with him. It's fucking amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, I was naive before Trump. I was one of the, I didn't have anything against Hillary Clinton. But I was, I'd never heard really of Obama. So when she didn't win the primary, I think, and that's how it worked.
Primary. No, she was in the general election with Trump. She won the primary in 2016. She lost to Trump in the general election.
When did, wasn't she going to try and run for president and then Obama ended up?
Well, yeah, that was before that. I think she wanted to run for president. Obama ended up being the candidate. Thank God for that. But then in 2016, she did win the nomination. It was basically the Democrats saying, it's her turn, let her run, which was a mistake because anybody else that ran against Donald Trump would have won. And, you know, I don't dislike, I was never a huge fan of Hillary Clinton, but then I have to go back and look at it with what I know now and how the Republicans talk and how they lie. Did I not like her because of what I heard from the Republicans? Because back then it wasn't divisive. I didn't see the Republicans as enemy per se. But then we find out, you know, you got Benghazi, her emails. They've had all kinds of investigations, never found a shred of evidence. Did I base what I felt on Hillary Clinton by the bullshit they were saying? Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. It's possible.
And that's my fault. That's on me if I did that.
You can't, you can't blame yourself because we're being hit by, from multiple directions, different companies, corporations, individuals, like everybody wants to get something out of us. And I don't know. I don't think our brains were actually designed to handle this kind of existence, you know? The whole rat race thing and all the stress that's been going on and like a pandemic and this country having sort of like an identity crisis in a way. And
absolutely.
I'm watching fucking people like they want to pass laws that affect another group of people that ain't got anything to do with them and they don't want to have anything to do with each other. And there's people fighting over this and fighting over that and calling this group of people just labels and bad names and shit. And I'm just like, this is not the fucking America that I grew up in. This is not the America that I was living in 10 years ago. And then I have to like almost slap myself in the fucking face and be like, Kara, wake up. It's always been this way, woman. You just are seeing it so blatantly out there now that only an idiot could miss it is kind of where I'm at. If you can't see what's going on, you're an idiot.
You say you didn't you don't watch television, which is fine. That's probably to your benefit. So I just want to know if you heard about this. Your home state is Iowa, correct?
Yeah.
Well, today the governor of, or yesterday the governor of Iowa signs a law banning gender affirming care for minors, meaning transgender care. That's in fucking Iowa, just south of where I'm at. That's how bad it's gotten.
It almost seems, I don't know. I don't even recognize my home state anymore.
I don't either. And I liked Iowa.
Yeah, I always thought we were pretty blue, but I guess not. I don't know. I had those rose colored glasses on and naive and overprotected and stuff, but you know, I thought Iowa was better than that, but nope, there's shitty people everywhere, and it takes people like you who have the talent and the ambition, and you know, you give a shit.
The gall to fucking do it, yeah.
Well, first of all, it's got to be pretty fun.
It's
right?
Fun. Yeah,
I mean,
I love
it's
gotta
be pretty fun. Yeah. And you also are staying on top of current events, and you know, and what you're learning information and you're passing it along so that, you know, people kind of like, I can listen to you, put you in my ears, you know, for at least an hour a day. I know I get to listen to someone who is not gaslit, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know how comforting that is.
Well, I'm glad. Well, and I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to do it. I watched the mainstream media, and I can see where they're not telling us everything or just flat out lying to us. And it got frustrating to me. But there are two reasons why I do this Rational Boomer thing. First of all, I spent years and years in radio, and there was always some guy in a suit that said, you can't say that, or you should say this. And I got in my fair share of trouble over the years for saying something that they didn't feel comfortable with. So now I'm in a situation where I can say whatever the fuck I want. Nobody can say anything about it. So in that sense, it's kind of freeing to me. But there's one other benefit of doing this. I'm 63 years old. Now I could sit on the couch and watch Price is Right and have my brain melt away. But by staying on top of this stuff and watching stuff and trying to analyze stuff and then talk about it, I maintain a certain mental sharpness because I'm using it all day. And if I was just some guy retired and not doing anything, I could end up moving to Oklahoma and the Trump fucking part of town and being an idiot.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, they always say, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
And I don't think they were talking about the brain, though, at that time.
I think it's kind of applicable for everything, you know?
For any, applicable for any appendage and or internal organ. You got to use
that. There you go.
Shit.
Well, yeah. Shit.
So what do you? No, that's all right. Well, so are you working tomorrow? You got to get up. You got to go rouse the Trumplafucks tomorrow. What do you got to do?
Oh no, no. My mother-in-law had a hip redone, surgery, and so my husband is over there at their place, and he's helping her out, and it's just the dogs and me. And we're just enjoying the time without dad around.
Yeah. I know what that's
don't tell
like.
Him that,
I know what that's like. You know, I'll just pass this along to you and all the folks that listen. People always say, I bet you're really busy. Not really. My day, this is how my day goes. I go to bed like 2 a.m. because I'm doing a podcast. I wake up every morning whenever the fuck I feel like it. I get up, I bounce around the place for a little bit. I turn on the news to see, you know, if the world is blown up or Donald Trump is blown up or whatever. Kind of check that out. Then I might take a shower, get clear my cobwebs, and then say, you know, I might do a couple TikToks. And then I'll just roam around again, trying to figure out what's going on. And then at midnight, I'll do another podcast. So my life isn't real hectic. People will email me and say, I know you don't have time for this. No, I got plenty of fucking time.
I love it. I think it's great.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. We're a little over time here, but I always go over time. And as I always say, it's my fucking show. There's no guy with a suit telling me you got to wrap it up. Fuck
there you.
We'll go as long as we need to go. But Kara, I appreciate you coming on the program. I know you were looking to come on. And I know a lot of people who come on are very nervous about it. Now that you've done it, no big deal, right? No big deal.
No. It's just the first maybe 5 minutes, and then you get through that, and it's all right.
Yeah.
And I always make sure to tell everybody that I'm an idiot and I'm dumb and I don't know anything, and then expectations are real low.
Well, I'll say this to the folks at home. She's not an idiot. She's like the rest of us. She's smart enough to know what's right and wrong. So to call yourself an idiot is, you're being a fucking idiot. If that makes any sense.
All right, Mike. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well,
well, thank you.
You know, I didn't even ask you in the beginning. Is it Kara or Kara? The correct pronunciation.
Well, it's Kara, but you're doing, yep, you got it right.
Kara. That's what I thought.
Kara.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Well, Kara, thank you very much. And I know you talked about the prospects of coming back on anytime you want. Now you know how to do it. Just email me. Say, Mike, I want to go on. I mean, you know how easy it was.
Cool.
You said, you emailed me earlier in the day and you said, yeah, I'm thinking I'm ready to come on. Okay, how about tonight? And it's simple.
I know. That was fantastic. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh no. Am I ready?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Ready.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You were ready. Now, here's the great thing: you'll get up tomorrow morning, go to listen to the Rational Boomer podcast, and it'll be you.
Oh my God! I didn't even think of that.
No, I know you didn't. That's why I brought it up. Well, try to get some sleep tonight,
crap.
Anyway.
You right. Too. You
well, thank
too.
You very
you
much.
You and your Kara. Wife. God bless.
Well, she's already in bed. She's got to get up early. But thank you very much.
You
come back anytime. And to the folks at home, thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Rational Boomer Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll see you next time.